Glad you're spending time here with me here today. So much going on. A lot. Joining me is Chad Livengood. Now, this conversation came up last night about tax cuts and the state budget and so forth. Income tax cuts was argued among the four candidates from the Republican Party on stage in West Michigan yesterday. Chad Livengood, the politics editor and columnist for the Detroit News. Chad, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
So quite an argument over this as far as between Rinke and Dixon over whether or not they could cut the income tax and how fast it could happen and so forth. I'm sure you caught that, but why is there no tax cut in the state budget at all? It's the biggest budget by far we've ever seen in Michigan. It just never seems to end. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's more money than ever. The state budget effectively grew from $70 to $76.7 billion in one fiscal year, and there's still $7 billion left over to be spent or to be returned to the taxpayers who sent the money to Lansing in the first place. This is all as a result of both additional aid from the various federal outlays for coronavirus and also from this surge in tax revenue from this economy, from both income tax being up, wages are up, and income tax rises with that, and then consumer spending and sales tax is really what's driving these tax revenues and these huge surpluses. The legislature adjourned last week without a deal with Governor Whitmer on doing some type of tax relief. They are still at loggerheads about what kind of tax relief they would agree to. The governor wants $500 per person rebate checks, and she wants to cut the earned income or raise the earned income tax credit for the working poor. Some Republicans and many business groups agree with that part, the earned income tax credit. But most Republicans want a permanent income tax reduction. Republicans have long wanted to get the income tax under 4%. That was a goal of John Engler when he was governor, and it got disrupted by the Great Recession and the Republican legislature and the Democratic governor Jennifer Granholm a decade ago, and now they are trying to go back after that policy goal. People like Kevin Rinke are talking about getting rid of the income tax altogether, but Kevin Rinke has not identified where he would come up with a replacement of that revenue or cutting state government by about $14 billion.
Well, you know, you look at that, Chad, and to be fair, the states that have no personal income tax are far outperforming Michigan economically. I mean, Florida's the easiest example, but there are more. And the fact of the matter is when you cut that state income tax, other economic activity seems to take its place. Now, I don't know what the specific plan would be or how it would look or how you replace that $12 to $14 billion. But in fairness, it would make Michigan more attractive. And as we continue, I mean, Michigan has seen a decrease in population for the first time in a very long time. If you want to see that population increase, if you want to see businesses like Ford and others invest here, I think one of the ways to get there is to take a look at how much you're taxing people. I think it's a fair argument, don't you?
Income tax is always one that people bring up as a deterrent. Obviously, we do know there are seniors who get second homes in Florida and start wintering there, and then they just take up their residency in Florida for purposes of avoiding the 4.25% income tax. That said, Florida has a higher, they have higher gas taxes. They have higher sales taxes everywhere. They have a different way of taxing than Michigan does. We don't have a local sales tax. We have one flat rate sales tax, and then we don't have the highest gas taxes in the nation. But we also have the highest road expenses in the nation because we have a freeze and thaw cycle that Florida does not have, or Tennessee, for that matter, does not have because of their climate. So we spend more money to maintain and keep our roads. And I've long said we have more roads than our current tax structure can afford to support. And that's been sort of that's evidenced by.
Well, but in fairness, I mean, the states with no income tax aren't just in the South. South Dakota is pretty far north. So is New Hampshire. So is Wyoming. These are all states with no personal income tax, and they all seem to be doing quite well. Now, Wyoming and South Dakota and New Hampshire are all smaller states, I'll grant you that, but the fact of the matter is they seem to be making it work. Others, Alaska has no income tax either, so you have all of these, and plus
Alaska
gives you a lot of money.
Yeah, Alaska's different. They've got a
different beast.
They're sitting on 100 million years of oil reserves, and they get oil royalties.
That's
South
right,
Dakota,
from the permanent fund.
I would say that the cost of living in South Dakota and the median income taxes or median income in South Dakota and quality of life is probably far less than what we enjoy here in Michigan. So there's trade-offs everywhere. But yeah, Kevin Rinke is a serious contender for the Republican nomination for governor. He's talking about giving the income tax completely without a plan to cut state government, and we're talking about the $2 billion we spend on corrections every year. We're talking about the $6 billion budget for the for MDOT.
Let me ask you this, though.
Colleges,
you might be right. Kevin Rinke is one of the candidates that is viable, but I just watched The Wire here. Tudor Dixon announcing another endorsement, this one coming from John Engler, who you just mentioned, endorsing Tudor Dixon today. Along with the DeVos family, the Michigan Right to Life, the Police Officers of Michigan Association, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, it seems that all of the endorsements, the coveted endorsements, are ending up in Tudor Dixon's column. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the old guard establishment has decided on a candidate, and they're rallying behind her. They think she's the most viable to go head-to-head against Gretchen Whitmer in the fall. And so that's kind of what's taking place here. There's a bit of a coordination going on and trying to counter Kevin Rinke's multiple millions of dollars that he's spending on TV. His ads right now, he just got a new one up right now, comparing himself to Donald Trump as a businessman who won't back down. And that's a message that will probably appeal to some voters. And Kevin Rinke also has name ID in Southeast Michigan, I would argue better than most people, among older voters from the suburbs. He's from Oakland County. His family had an auto dealership, and it has had auto dealerships in Southeast Michigan for 100 years now. They have a name that's known among older voters in Macomb and Oakland County.
Yeah, but it's those problematic lawsuits. I mean, I asked him about them here on this program. He dismissed them out of hand. I don't know that the voters will dismiss those lawsuits, civil lawsuits, out of hand. Anyhow, Chad, we'll see how it all plays out. We've got, 26 days to go until the primary? Good time to be a political reporter like yourself. Chad, thank you as always.
It's very, very busy, yes.
Yeah, I would say. All right, Chad Livengood, the politics editor and columnist at the Detroit News, used to be with Crane's Detroit, and then now switched over to the Detroit News. He's been there twice now, just so you know. All right, he says the old guard has establishment deciding on a candidate. There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are out of control. Their reckless spending is driving inflation through the roof. It's like a big tax hike on everything we buy. We need to fire Pelosi before it's too late for our country and our state. We need John Molinar. Molinar's a conservative who's taken on the radical left in Congress. He said no to their reckless spending and no to their tax hikes. John's 100% pro-life and has a proven pro-Second Amendment record. And John Molinar is endorsed by President Donald Trump.
Great people, real fighters for Trump. John Molinar.
I'm John Molinar. I don't just talk conservative, I fought for our values. Join me so we can fire Pelosi once and for all.
Send John Molinar back to Congress to take on the radical left. John Molinar, the conservative we can count on.
I'm John Molinar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Molinar for Congress.